Retro Asylum, episode 13 and a half. Batman the Movie. Welcome back to the Retro Asylum podcast. I'm Andy, and joining me once again is
Glenn83100. Hello.
So today we'll be taking a look at Ocean Software's Batman the Movie. Now this came out in 1989. Now this game was based on the Tim Burton movie, which starred Michael Keaton and also starred Jack Nicholson. Now I'll tell you what, Glenn. This game was absolutely fantastic. It was programmed by Mike Lamb, Dawn Drake, and it had the amazing music by Matthew Cannon.
Oh, it was a great game.
This was like an amazing sort of movie tie-in. The first amazing movie tie-in, which I thought was amazing, was RoboCop. But Batman capitalized on that amazing formula, and they created another amazing game, which was equally as good as RoboCop. So, Glenn, tell us, what were your views on Batman?
It was a really good game, and I like how Batman can actually fire his rope or his bat gun, and he could jump on top of each of the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
What I found awkward is the controls. When you fire the cape or fire the weapon, if you let go of the joystick, he then lets go of the rope, and then if he falls too much, that's it, he dies. Now, do you only have 3 lives in the whole game?
Because that's right.
Because I actually got it for the Commodore 64. I actually came with the stuff with my Commodore 64.
Mm-hmm.
And it was driving me insane. I thought, God, this is hard. But at the same time, I enjoyed it. I really did like the game.
Now, I've got to agree with you, Glenn, what you said there. I mean, the reason why I enjoyed Batman the Movie was because it stayed relatively close to the actual movie plot. Now, a lot of games back in the 8-bit days, Glenn, they took liberties with a license. A lot of games didn't have anything to do with the actual movie itself. They just made it up as they went along. But Batman the Movie stayed very close to the actual story of the game. And it's amazing they managed to do that with the on the 8-bit computers. Now, the versions we're going to talk about are mostly the C64 and the ZX Spectrum. We'll mention the Amiga in there somewhere.
I have played the Amiga version, and it is different on the driving stage.
Yeah, we'll move on to that in a little bit. So let's talk about the first level, Glenn. The first level sees you in the chemical factory, and that's where the game begins. You see Batman there, and he's on the quest to find Jack Napier. Now, Jack Napier, in the movie, Tim Burton's version, he's the one that killed Batman's parents. So Batman has got to try and find Jack Napier before he becomes the Joker. And you have to navigate, Glenn, through all these like factory settings. And like you said, you use the rope, you use ladders, you can swing around, you throw your batarangs. And it's incredibly tough trying to find your way around until you figure out where you have to go.
It is tough, because when I was playing it, I'm like, where am I supposed to go? Left, right, up or down? I just couldn't find my way around. So I cheated and looked on YouTube and found the route.
Ah, right. No, see, I never did that back in the day. Because back in the day when I first played this game, I got this game on a full price game, Glenn. It was $9.99 when I got it. Because I was completely taken by the Batman movie. You know, I got sucked into the whole sort of like marketing thing. I love Batman. I had to see the movie. I had to play the game. And it was excellently executed, Glenn. Your main sprite looked like Batman. And on the title screen there, sorry, on the playing screen, you had like Batman every time you took a hit, Glenn.
Turning into the Joker, by the looks of things.
It. Yeah, you slowly turned into the Joker. And it really felt like you were controlling Batman, Glenn. Because previous Batman games, which I think there was another one by Ocean, it was a 3D isometric game. but it didn't feel like Batman. But this made me feel like I was Batman by using all Batman's typical weapons.
I do like Ocean for the games this way. That's why I like Ocean and Co-Masters. Because okay, they do make good games, and this is an example of what kind of good games Ocean can make.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why this game, Glenn, felt like 6 or 7 games put into one, I can't remember exactly how many levels there were in the game, but the levels were varied enough to make it interesting.
Yeah, the levels weren't the same whatsoever. When you go to another level, it's a completely different course.
The second level, if memory serves me right, Glenn, was the driving level.
Yes, you drive through the streets of Gotham City.
And again, on the 8-bit versions, it's a side-on sort of view where you're driving on the Batmobile and you use your rope to swing onto the lamppost to suddenly turn around the corners really fast.
On the Mega version, it looks like an OutRun type of level. You basically do the same, but I think the bigger version looked very nice.
Oh yeah,
it did.
Graphics on the driving section of the Amiga, I've played that recently, and to this day, Glenn, it still looks very impressive. Actually, it looks really impressive, which goes to show the programming that went into this game when you consider it came out in 1989.
Although there's one tiny little thing I noticed on the Amiga version. On the Commodore 64 version, you actually enter the Batcave.
Right.
On the Amiga version, I didn't notice it entering the Batcave. It just turned around the corner and it continued down the streets, and suddenly you're in the Batcave.
Oh, I cannot remember that. Maybe I didn't get that far into the game. So, yeah, what was the third level in this game, Glenn, like?
The third level's a strange level. They have to mix some chemicals or something together.
Oh,
lots of pots and chemicals.
Yeah, that was like a puzzle sort of element, Glenn. I think the whole idea was trying to find the poison. You had to find the combination because the Joker was trying to poison everyone. So you had to figure out the sequence of what was poison and what was not poison. And that drove me insane, Glenn, because you had to compete against time. You had a time limit and you had to figure out the sequence before your time ran out.
It looks really, really hard. I never actually got to that stage.
Oh, you didn't? How far did you actually get into this game?
I've actually got to the driving stage.
Is that it? You've never gone further than that?
I've gone further than that.
Right, okay. No, I actually got past that. I never understood the way the whole sequences worked. So sometimes I would move the joystick left and right and just press the fire button. And maybe once or twice it did actually work and I did proceed to the next level. Now, the next level, Glenn, I think was the Batwing level, I think, if memory serves.
Yeah, you go down the streets and there's some balloons. And for some reason, you have to burst through the balloons. You have to...
Well, you have to cut through the ropes.
Yeah.
I think the balloons, Glenn, are filled with poison. So it's up to you to cut the ropes to release the balloons so they explode in the air and not in the town or the city, I should say.
Oh, on the Amiga version, that looks very nice also.
Yeah, again, Glenn, they used that Amiga sort of extra 16-bit power, and it just looked stunning. It really did look absolutely stunning.
But on the 8-bit systems, it still looks pretty stunning, though.
It does. It looks like the Batwing. It looks like you're flying through the city. You're cutting away these balloons. It looks really good. And I think that is as far as I got, Glenn. I don't think I got beyond that, but... The there is, I think, one more level.
Yeah, there is one more level. You go to...
the cathedral, I think.
Yeah, you go to, like, I think you're right, a cathedral. And you actually defeat the Joker at the end. Mm-hmm. And right at the end, there's the Joker. It looks like he's climbing up a ladder. Batman throws a weapon at him and he falls down the building, and right at the end he goes ha 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 and lands on the floor right at the end of the game.
Now, you know, like we said before, Glenn, this game took loads of good elements from the movie and transferred it really well to the 8-bit computer. What was your highlight moment on this particular game then, Glenn?
My highlight moment on this game, I never actually got to the end of this game, but I actually like when it got the Joker at the end. Mm-hmm. I throw the weapon at the Joker and the Joker falls off. Would you like to see the baddie die in the end and you're the winner?
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what I liked about this game, Glenn. Like I said before, it made me feel like Batman.
Yeah.
It had that amazing music. And I like the swinging motion. I know you said it was fiddly, but I like the fact that you could throw your Batarang up and you could pull yourself up. My favourite level has to be the first level. I think it's probably the best level out of all of the levels because it's not too hard, it's not too easy, it's challenging, it's got loads of things to do, loads of things to kill, loads of things to avoid. It's just tough.
It was a tough game, but like a lot of games in the 8-bit days, a lot of them were tough.
Yeah. So yeah, final thoughts on Batman the movie then, Glenn?
My final thoughts on the game. It was a good game, but overall I found the controls a bit fiddly and it was very hard to even pass the first stage. And overall I did enjoy it, but I think there were other games I did enjoy more. I have to be completely honest with you, Andy.
Right, now for me, Glenn, final thoughts on the game. Batman the movie, a great movie tie-in, not as good as RoboCop, because I thought RoboCop was more easy to get into, whereas Batman, like you said, Glenn, has got that level of difficulty where it's hit and miss. It's a little bit tough, certain levels, a little bit easier in other levels. But all in all, great use of a license. So yeah, that's the end of episode 13 and a half. And we'll see you next time on episode 14. See you later, guys.
See you later, everybody. Goodbye.